I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Story. It's Valentine's Day, and we have three short stories of love. Jenny Field is a food writer with a focus on all things sweet, and she wrote into the program to tell me about a chance she had to share her love, both for a treasured relative and for a traditional family recipe, a steamed plum pudding. Jenny's Aunt Ev and Aunt Leanie are originally from England. They came to the U.S. in the late 20s, and when they did, they brought with them a plum pudding.
Auntie Leanie had one that her mother had made. She went to a friend's house, and she said, well, we're going to have some of your mother's plum pudding. And Eileen was like, mother's been dead for 11 years. She's like, well, yes, I just saved it. So it had been sitting in the back of the refrigerator for like, God knows, 11 or 12 years. And Eileen's like, oh, God, tonight I die. But she ate it and everything was fine. She said it tasted perfect. So there's apparently no way to mess one of these things up. Once you have it, it lasts forever. So anyway, Auntie Ev was the one who made them. And it was just always there. I didn't have it usually because as a little kid, it's a little scary looking. It's really almost black. And very few children want to eat a big black thing that has recently been on fire. So, all the adults seemed to love it. And it was just a tradition. And sometimes tradition goes beyond flavor.
This past year, Auntie Ev passed away, leaving everyone to wonder who's going to make the plum pudding now. And that's when Jenny Field got her idea. She would try to make the pudding herself as a holiday surprise for her other elderly relatives. Now, the first batch was a bust, but she had just enough of the special ingredients to try again.
I managed to get everything all ground up, mixed everything together, 10 hours, got it out. But we couldn't taste it because I didn't want to turn it out and like take a big hunk out of it because I wanted to present it, which Christmas was then like 10 days away. So I figured normally they age for a good few weeks. So I just, you know, sprayed brandy all over the bottom of it and wrapped it up and stuck it in the back of the refrigerator, hoping that it would be fine. And, you know, Christmas Day came, and we put the plum pudding in a little, in a big kettle, sneakily letting it steam because it's supposed to steam for 4 more hours, of course, before you serve it. And we were thought for sure that they were going to notice that there was this, you know, random pot on the back of the stove, but we tried to keep them out of the kitchen. The meat gets done and everything's done and it's all good and we eat. Finally, we take the plum pudding off, and I had the hard sauce was all made, and it was in a little bowl and everything. And we were all getting kind of nervous because this was really the moment of truth. And managed to get it out in one piece on a plate and doused it with brandy, just like Auntie Ev used to do, and lit it on fire, turned off the lights in the dining room real fast, and they were still sitting in there. And we went in singing, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," because that's the tradition in the family. You turn off the light so you can see the flames from the plum pudding. And they were absolutely blown away. They had no idea that this was going to happen.
Where did you find that?
I made it!
I know, but what gave you the idea?
You.
That's right.
We thought it would be lovely to have plum pudding again. So.
Wonderful.
It's very good, Jenny. It's just like Ev made.
Really, obviously, I hit it right on the head. Both of them were like, it was just like Ev's. And Eileen even said, and just like my mom used to make. And I was like, beside myself. I was thrilled that I could give that to them. I was so pleased, not only with myself, but I was pleased for them that they were able to taste again something that they thought that they never would. It was just perfect, and I could not have asked for anything more than for them to have said that it was just like hers.
Jenny Field joined us here in our Chapel Hill studio.